fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 15th of June. Perfect tip of the day, urgent. Watch Mike Adams. He hosted InfoWars Monday, the 13th of June. It's linked at his website at naturalnews.com. Three hours of video. He interviews Dr. Jane Ruby. He interviews a 20-year embalming professional and others. I've known for a number of months, probably since July at least, that these COVID vaccinations were causing blood clots. What I didn't know, and maybe I wasn't paying careful enough attention, what I didn't know is that these were not blood clots in the normal sense of the word. Typically, a blood clot is coagulated pieces of human blood. That's typically what they are. That's not what these are. That is not even close. Adams, I don't know if there's been anybody's decided on what they standardized the name for these things. Adams calls them engineered biostructures. They look like spaghetti. They look like heartworms. They look really scary, quite frankly. These structures removed from the bodies of deceased people by the embalmers. These structures growing inside people's arteries. Now, how scary is that? And I should mention that Professor McKinney won't be with us today. He just let my engineer know that he has a project he has to be working on this morning, and he can't be with us. So we will have open lines at 512-248-8252. We've had, beginning in July of last year, 11 months ago, beginning in July of last year, we saw the beginning of a 40% increase in people dying. A 40% increase in people dying. Not just people are in their 70s and 80s and 90s. It's routine in my neighborhood to see people who are right at or just past their 100th birthday. That's not that unusual in my neighborhood. What is unusual is the local newspaper printed every Wednesday, which has one, typically for the last 20 years I've been getting this newspaper, one page of obituaries, routinely now has a page and a half, sometimes 2 pages of obituaries because of the increased number of people dying. Our world is changing. Our world is changing dramatically. Our world is changing very quickly. Our world, the world that we know, the world as we know it, and have known it for 2 centuries of the existence of this country since 1776 and before, is coming to an end. It won't be the end of the world. It'll be the end of the world as we know it. Big difference. Big difference. We, the pure blood remnant, it will be our responsibility to do 2 things. To resist and defeat the invading communists, and to rebuild the world. That's our responsibility. I'll be doing my part as best I can, and I hope all of you will be doing your part to the best you can. Just staying alive is a big part of it. That's a contribution in and of itself, just staying alive. And that's going to become a more difficult thing to do, to stay healthy, not just alive, but to stay healthy, because you're getting proper nutrition. During a famine, people do, in fact, starve to death on one hand. On the other, in most famines, most of the time, people don't die from starvation. They die because they have a compromised immune system because of poor nutrition and a routine illness that a healthy person would be sick for a few days and recover from, kills them. That's what happens most of the time. Now, granted, a famine can become so bad you do actually starve to death. That's certainly a possibility. The more likely thing is what I just described. People having a compromised immune system because of poor nutrition and then dying from some routine illness that wouldn't kill a normal healthy person with a healthy immune system. That's what we're at the beginning of. Now, Chance last hour mentioned what is probably going to be the collapse of the commercial and residential real estate market and what happened in 2008. Now, I've mentioned this on the air for a while, but maybe it bears mentioning again. In 2008, I had a show on Republic Broadcasting every Sunday afternoon I guess it was 2 hours. The last Sunday of June, 2008, I issued a warning to all my listeners. Warning, warning, danger, danger. Sell all stocks and bonds before the end of September because of the soon-to-happen worldwide crash of the stock and bond market. Now, my listeners who did that, they didn't get hurt. People who did not do that, many of them got wiped out. Some very dear friends of mine didn't pay heed. They got wiped out. A friend of mine, he died a couple of years ago. He had worked hard all his life. He was a supervisor in telecommunications, supervising a dozen men doing commercial installs of telecommunications equipment. He'd worked hard all his life, Vietnam vet, Marine. Had built up a nice nest egg, had a nice retirement he was looking forward to. He didn't do what I suggested, and he lost all his retirement. He ended up driving a school bus to make ends meet the rest of his adult life until he died, literally until he died, literally. Now, how did I get this information? Well, I need to thank one of our listeners. One of my listeners got me a letter. The letter was written by the Royal Bank of Scotland to their customers, issuing the warning that I in turn issued also. Sell all stocks and bonds before the end of September because it's soon to happen worldwide crash of the stock and bond market. So I did a little homework. Once I got that letter, I wanted to find out who is the Royal Bank of Scotland, RBS. I found out the following. This is a bank that's completed 3 centuries of being a bank and was at that time, I think, 7 or 8 years away from beginning its 4th century. And here we are 14 years later. They're in their 4th century of being a bank open for business. That's a pretty special place to be for any business anywhere on the planet, to be conducting business their 4th century of having the doors open for business. Do you think the Royal Bank of Scotland gets their information from the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times? Do you think that's where they get their information? No, of course not. Their list of customers include the elite, the men and women who make the news, not the men and women who read the news, but the men and women who make the news at the very highest levels. They have their own private intelligence service, internal intelligence service at the Royal Bank of Scotland. Point being, ladies and gentlemen, the crash of 2008, which began September-October timeframe of 2008, they could not have issued that warning to their customers unless they had prior knowledge of what was going to happen. Point being, once again, it was an engineered, planned event. You couldn't know something of that nature with that amount of certainty and that certainty of date unless it was a planned event and you had not access to that knowledge. That was 14 years ago. My kid brother, he'd had a construction business for more than 20 years. His business just dried up and went away. He had to start a new business. Everything stopped. In 2008, when it came to residential commercial construction, everything stopped for a period of time. Everything. Now, here we are once again. A whole new deal. It's 2022. We've had a 40% increase in people dying since last July. Not just folks in their 70s, 80s, and 90s, but men and women in their 30s and 40s and 50s, men and women who should be in the prime of their life, being productive with their careers, their families, buying homes, selling homes, all the things that healthy, productive people do, dying. Sudden adult death syndrome. Now, it's been, 6, 8 months ago, at least 6, maybe 7 months ago, I started talking about the athletes, soccer players, other world-class athletes dropping dead on the playing field from what appeared to be heart attacks caused by blood clots. That continues. I'm not sure. I hope they have one of the doctors with me this Friday, Dr. Pete or Dr. Scott Huff. We'll see. I need to reach out to them, see which one's available. I don't know exactly what's going to happen. There's no precedence for what's taking place right now. No precedence in recorded human history for what's going on right now that I'm aware of. If you have knowledge of it, please let me know. Our next guest, Jeff Nyquist, he's an expert in a very narrow field of the international commerce conspiracy. I'm not sure Jeff has really connected the dots yet as to the 40% increase of working age people dying in the international commerce conspiracy. I have. I've seen all the evidence I need to be completely convinced. The evidence of the COVID-19 being created in a communist Chinese biological warfare laboratory. The connections between Bill Gates and Fauci and the communist Chinese. I've seen all the evidence I need to see to convince me that the COVID-19 was just the pretext. That's all it was. A no big deal form of the flu, killing 0.3% of the people that get it. That's not a pandemic. not under the original definition what a pandemic is, by the way. It's unfortunate that 0.3% of the people that got it died. That's unfortunate on one hand. On the other, it's not a pandemic. But it was a pretext. And the mass media worldwide, in the West anyway, was and is complicit in scaring the hell out of people beginning in January 2020, 2.5 years ago. I freely admit, it scared me. I was on my first, probably only, Caribbean cruise. On breaks, I would watch the news, and I'd watch these men and women walking down the street in China, falling face down in the concrete, bleeding out and dying. Only to find out later, about 8 or 10 months ago, when I watched the same videos more carefully, that these were top athletes themselves who could hold their hands out very discreetly below their waist and catch their full body weight before their face hit the concrete. That's what they were capable of doing. It takes a world class, you have to be really strong and excellent, excellent physical condition to be able to do that, by the way. There was a time when I was a competing athlete, I'm sure I could have done something similar. When I was in competition and, you know, as an athlete running track. Videos coming out of China of apartment building having their doors and windows welded shut. Really scary stuff. Videos of the MASH tent hospital unit being set up in Central Park to take care of the COVID patients that they expected. The hospital ship being brought into New York Harbor to take care of COVID-related matters. Hospital ship on the West Coast, I think Los Angeles, either there or San Francisco, to take care of COVID-related patients. The MASH unit in Central Park was never used, to my knowledge. The hospital ship in New York Harbor, I think, may have had 3 patients, something like that. I don't know what they did on the West Coast with that hospital ship, if they actually had any patients or not. It doesn't matter. It was all part of PSYOPs to scare the hell out of people, to get them so scared that they would accept a non-FDA-approved poison to be injected into their bodies. A friend of mine up in Washington, Missouri, we get together for lunch once a year or so. He plays cards with 3 medical doctors, plays poker with them one evening a month. Last June, during that poker game in June, a year ago this month, he found out all 3 medical doctors believed that the COVID-19 vaccinations were FDA approved. He was astonished. He was amazed that these 3 medical doctors were so wrong. Now, if medical doctors believe that the COVID-19 vaccinations are FDA approved, what does it say about the general population? Well, they probably believe it too, don't they? Of course they do. My listeners don't. They know it's not FDA approved. My listeners know it's poison. My listeners know enough to not get the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. So we're dealing with it right now. You may have to go to 3 or 4 stores just to get oil, to change oil in your truck. We're dealing with it. Looks like Dave from New York is back again. Good morning, Dave.
John. You know, last week I did send you, like, you probably get about 1,000 emails a week or 2,000. But
about 1,000 a week is accurate, but go ahead. Hold on through the
there
break.
We go.
Hold on through the break. We'll be right back.
A Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. If you want to protect your vehicle the same way the Department of Defense does, that's what you need. EMP Shield, very nice $50 discount because my listeners are grandfathered in to help you, your spouse, and that youngster off to college have a vehicle that will run after EMP. And Dave, let's go listen to your comments, sir, please.
Yeah, I think I could show you an article. I'll read the title, and if I can read a short paragraph of summary of that regarding the amyloid clot research related to SARS-CoV-2. But before I did that, I wanted to address the percentage of people who died from COVID. I could contend that there's many, many reasons why we could never know this very totally accurately. I think all we could do is make estimates based on some information we have. But the point, where do you get the 0.03% number from?
Well, when you get 1,000 emails a week, it's hard to remember what came from where. But that's my recollection.
Okay. Well, a lot of people quote numbers similar to that, and maybe even less. I don't know. Without reference, and I think I'd like to see the reference so I could find out if what sort of flaws there might be in that calculation. Here's a flawed calculation for you. If you take the population of the U.S., 330 million approximately, and divide a million claimed deaths by that, you get 0.3%. So that, but all those people didn't get COVID, like the initial COVID strains. You know, Micron, it seems like a lot of people have gotten that. I don't even know how many. But anyway, but let me read this article.
Can you, reading something on here loses people. It's boring. Can you summarize it for us?
Well, this is that's a summary. There's a summary statement here. The title of the article, it's in Medical Press, is Possible Discovery of Mechanism Behind Mysterious COVID-19 Symptoms. So, possible mechanism. And some of this was also published, I think, in the Journal of the American Chemical Society, it said. But their conclusion is, we've never seen such a perfect but scary fibrils in these ones from the amyloid-producing SARS-CoV-2 spike protein and pieces thereof. The fibrils starting from full-size spike protein, so the fibrils that started from the full-size spike protein, in other words, branched out like limbs on a body. Amyloids don't usually branch out like that. We believe that this is due to the characteristics of the spike protein. So it's a unique spike, John. It branches. These have to be in vitro studies in a test tube. But test tube information like that is still rather important to determine the characteristics of how this might behave in the blood or wherever. So I think that that article was sleuthed out by Jeff Rentz and Erica Kahn, and they have put that on their website, and that forms a strong basis for understanding everything that Mike Adams and all these other folks have observed. I mean, so
well, the more information, the better, right? More information,
yeah,
the better.
Yeah, I'll send that to you separately again, John.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the call. Our next caller is Sherry in South Carolina. Good morning, Sherry.
Hi, John. Thank you for taking my call. I've been wondering about something. When you was talking earlier on the show about houses being empty from people dying from the COVID, I've listened a lot about the shedding from people that have the COVID, and I was wondering, if people lived in these houses, are you going to get sick if you buy their house and live in it? And the items inside the house, from the furniture all the way down to their clothing, could be sold in a yard sale. And I didn't know if this is going to make people sick. Anybody's thought about this? And even if you got one of the houses, how would you clean it and feel safe in it?
Right. Well, I personally don't have that concern myself. And as far as any kind of fumigation, I'm not sure what that would look like. If you had some way to filter the air down to one micron, that may work. But then if there are contaminants, it would be in carpet or any kind of fibrous substance like a carpet. It's hard to say. I personally don't have that concern myself. But if a person did, I guess they would have to do their research and find out how to deal with it properly.
Yeah, I haven't heard anybody bring this up whatsoever, and maybe somebody will hear this and let us know something, because we are still looking to try to move whenever we can. Haven't been able to do anything in all this time, but, you know, it's a thought when you're thinking about possibly moving somewhere.
Well, if you have that concern, it's certainly a thought to be considered. You're absolutely right.
All right. Well, thank you, and have a good day.
Okay, thanks for the call, Sherry. The call number is 512-248-8252. No, I'm not aware of COVID-19 being something that hangs around that would make you sick, maybe more than a few minutes after a person who was ill with that disease. Once they're gone, I think the threat is gone also within probably no more than a couple of hours a day at the most. We have Bob in the Hour Break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Exclusive content you can either find nowhere else or maybe limited places. For example, Professor McKay's Wing Generous, W-I-N-G, Whiskey India November Golf Wing Generator, available only at Professor McKay's website and my website. How about that? And Professor McKay's water filters, also the whole house water filters. Excellent, high-quality water filters. And, of course, the energy cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, what are you waiting for? Is the arthritis pain stopping you from doing the things you like to do? Get yourself an energy cleaner. Or what are you worried about? Because I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner to help you regain the life that you want to be living. Details at my website. You can place your order for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad to go with it, your micro plush throw if you already have an energy cleaner. You can also call my toll-free airline. It's 800-592-9543. Looks like Professor McKinney is able to be with us. Good morning, Jim. Hello, Jim. Hello, Jim. Well, it shows that he's here, but he's not here. So maybe He's taking a break once again. I don't know what's going on. Let's take a call here. We got Chris in Virginia. Good morning, Chris.
Yes, sir. John. How you doing this morning?
Really good.
Yesterday, just wanted to bring up yesterday when Mitch McConnell came out and basically said, "Hey, I'm ready to pass a gun bill." I think getting close to the last straw for me mentally with this government and its legitimacy. And when I say that, I mean it's only if our government loses all legitimacy, which is close to happening. At that point, in other words, we got to stop kidding ourselves here. These people are walking all over us. They're stepping on our face, and the ones of us that know what's going on, it's just getting infuriating. To the point where we're just going to stop following, you know, there is no law anymore. It's just getting so crazy because anybody with two brain cells can see that they're not on our side. They're our enemy. They're going after our guns. Right? And it's like,
right.
I can't believe how many people out there still think everything is completely normal. It's amazing.
Well, there's several million who know things aren't normal, Chris. So you're not alone. There's several million people who understand exactly what you're saying, sir.
Right. And, yeah. I'm flabbergasted, John. Every day. But these people are so evil. They're so evil. And they got to go. These people have to go, man. All of them. I don't know. I'm just speechless, man. I just can't believe.
Well, I hear the frustration in your voice there, Chris. But you're not alone. Out of our population, we've probably got at least 3 million men and women who understand exactly what you're saying, sir.
Amen. Three million. We'll do with 3 million, right?
Okay, that's right.
We're gonna have to spill some blood here, man. It's gonna be tough. We got tough times, but you know, I guess what it is, it's kind of like back in Germany, East Germany. A lot of these people felt relieved when the Gestapo finally came and picked them up, right?
And I didn't know that.
For me,
why do they feel relieved?
Well, because they were anticipating with great fear, you know, that someone was going to pick me up. When are they going to pick me up? So they actually said, a lot of them said, well, it was actually a relief when they finally came and got me because I didn't have to be afraid anymore. I have to get through all this emotional turmoil.
Right.
And to me, it's like when it's finally over, we can all stop playing games and we're on this side, you're on that side, and it's on. You know, it's just going to be a relief at that point because I want my life to mean something, and I know how great and wonderful this country is, and I guess it's a privilege, a rare privilege to say your life means anything because a lot of us went to wars and we fought wars in the past like Vietnam and Korea that were probably just not really over anything except people making money on armaments, you know, armaments, and a lot of people died for nothing. But like, you know, if the day comes where we're like, all right, it's on, we're fighting for freedom, you know, it's going to be a good day. But this we're just BSing around. That's what I'm saying. All of us were just going about our daily lives, just hoping things would get better, you know. And it's like, no, we got some stuff we got to get sorted out. It's got to get sorted out. It's going to take a war to sort it out.
Well, it might.
It'll be nice when we're finally sorting it out. But anyway, thanks, John. Yep.
Okay, thanks for the call, Chris. Our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning,
Charlie,
John.
There you are. Okay.
Yeah, it just took, I took it off a speakerphone. Yeah, I'm calling. There's a couple of things. I think that number actually that Glenn was talking about is the one you were talking about. Point, I think you said 0.3. I've heard it. It was like 0.28 or 0.29. But I believe I got that number from Judy Mikovits. I mean, this is pretty widely reported.
Right.
You know, I mean, if he wants to just do the research, he could probably find it pretty easy. I mean, that's been known for a long time, that number.
Well, here's something else you'll find. Listen carefully, Charlie. The winter, the flu season of 2019-2020, almost nobody died from the flu. Almost nobody. How about that?
Yeah, I know.
How is that possible? Well, obviously, it's not possible. Obviously.
No, we didn't have any flu. We just had the COVID, you know.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
Ha, 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 right? Yeah. Anyway, there was something
else I
wanted
to... before we move on, the same people that Dave is relying on for reliable data are the same people who said nobody died from the flu in 2019-2020. So how can you count on any of it?
Yeah, you can't. I mean, none of the official stuff is lining up, and a lot of the doctors that are keep talking and squawking all the time, these mainstream doctors, the stuff they're saying doesn't line up either. But it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, I've got my own views on all that stuff, and it's not what the, you know, propaganda machine is feeding us, that's for sure. I'm not even sure there is a COVID. I know there's something out there that was making people sick, but I don't know. I'm kind of like you. It could, you know, there's new life in this Dr. Brian Artis stuff, too, about the stuff in the water that's been coming out lately, too. But I was going to say, you know, I've been curious for a while now about accidents, you know, because I've been expecting a rise in car vehicle accidents. And I was looking the other day and I found they actually are calling them accidents.
That's right. That term has been around now since last July, 11 months, right?
Oh, okay. I guess I'm a little bit out of the loop on that, but I've been looking for some statistics on it. And it apparently, the insurance companies are saying that accidents are up a third. Car accidents are up a third. So that's a pretty major increase. You know?
That's huge. That is absolutely major. Of course it is.
Yeah, and so there's only one thing that we can attribute that to. I mean, the only thing that's changed is that people took the COVID shot.
Exactly.
You know, that I can see. Yeah. Well, that's about all I wanted to say. I know that I wanted to hear what Jeff has to say, so I might call back. I'll try to be nice. I like Jeff Nyquist. I mean, he's got a lot to say. I just disagree on some of his things over in Ukraine. But, yeah, I wanted to hear what he had to say, so maybe I'll call back. But I wanted to chime in a little bit about on that number because, yeah, that number is pretty widely reported. I mean, it's somewhere in that area. Yeah. Okay, that's really all I wanted to say.
Okay. Thank you, John. Appreciate the call.
Bye.
Our next caller is James in Vancouver. Good morning, James.
Yes, good morning. I couldn't help wanting to comment. You mentioned the Bank of Scotland.
And, RBS, Royal Bank of Scotland, right.
Yes, well, if you take the Royal Bank of Scotland, you can draw a line right to Ian Fleming. His family was heavily involved in the Bank of Scotland. And now you have James Bond, because he was a creator of the James Bond stories.
Right,
and now,
novels, right.
Yeah, and now we're all living in one because they want to kill us, you see. It makes an interesting narrative. One of my friends in Hong Kong was blown out of his flat the night of the handover in 1997. his cover was a British journalist, but that wasn't what he really was. So now that Hong Kong has fallen, all hell is breaking loose. So
just thought I'd share that. You say he's blown out his, you mean there was an explosive device in his apartment?
Well, they said that rats were eating the gas pipes. You know, they were biting on the gas pipes. And what he did was he woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning to have a drink of water. He turned on the light switch, and next thing he remembered, he woke up in a hospital. He later died because the medical people neglected to look at internal bleeding. That was the cover story. I didn't believe it, and I don't think my other friends believed it either, but that's the kind of thing that was going on. It was going on in Hong Kong for years, give and take between. It was a secret war. It's still going on, you see. So, and now they're trying to kill us, you see. So, just like a James Bond novel.
And, it sounds like it.
Yep. Anyway, no, I'm talking about the COVID, these shots, you see.
Right.
It's mushroomed into this, you see, for some reason. All right.
Well,
I'll let you go.
Most of the
go ahead.
James Bond novels are more believable than having a worldwide clot shot that's going to kill maybe a billion plus people. It's amazing, yeah. Isn't it?
But I mean, if you listen to Doug Hagman, you were on the show. He sets up the mens rea and the actus reus for the murders, you see. The mens rea is the malice aforethought, which he gets that down about what they want to do. And then the actus reus is giving people the shots or omitting to tell them that it's lethal, you see. It's worldwide murder. And it's somebody's idea, a very tight-knit group, have this idea, you see. And you could speculate, well, is it bankers? Yeah, it's partly that. But it's somebody very high up that's doing it. Okay. Thanks for taking
the
call.
Thanks for the call, James. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. It's hard to wrap my brain around the world that we're living in, the world that's about to take place here. It really is. I've watched over the decades. I'm 74 years old. Be 75 in August. I watched the world change dramatically during my life. Not as dramatic as my grandparents, who grew up in the horse and buggy age, and there were international jet. You know, airplanes, jet transport planes, well before they died. What a dramatic change in their 70-plus years of life. The changes in technology are not quite that dramatic, going from horse and buggy to commercial jet airliners, but pretty dramatic nonetheless. Pretty dramatic. The changes in our culture have been pretty dramatic, to the point where I see men and women wearing pajamas in public. I regard that as pretty freakish and pretty bizarre myself. Now, I know there's some people that agree with me and others who think I'm being a prude, maybe. But I would never wear pajamas in public. That's far beyond me to even consider such a thing. Of course, when I go out in public, as opposed to if I'm working around the ranch, if it's a pleasant day, I may wear a T-shirt as an outer garment, but I don't wear a T-shirt as an outer garment in public. I don't do that. But that's, I regard that as a further degradation of society, a further degradation of civilization. That's how I regard it personally, I'm in a minority. I've become in a minority. That's what I've become in my beliefs and my thoughts. I'm okay with it. I just simply continue to live my life the way I choose to live it. And if a man or woman chooses to wear a T-shirt as an outer garment, whether it's a T-shirt is underwear. It may have different colors and have words and pretty pictures on it, but a T-shirt is still underwear, in my opinion. But that's fine. People wanted to wear their underwear in public, go for it. That's not my choice. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
That music is the Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps. I've seen these young men and women. They're all under the age of 18. They're teenagers with proper adult supervision. I watched them perform a number of times in St. Charles, Missouri, Old Town St. Charles, the historic first capital of Missouri back early part of the 19th century, wearing the authentic 1804 U.S. Army uniforms, playing the authentic 1804 U.S. Army songs, And their CDs are for sale at my website to raise money. These youngsters have to raise money to pay for travel, uniforms, instruments such as that. It's a great program. I'd love to see other communities do the same thing in their communities to duplicate the Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps. Great group of young men and women. And if you buy the CD at my website at thelibertyman.com, you will help support them financially in their efforts and have some great, authentic Revolutionary War type type music to listen to for your enjoyment. Okay. We'll have Jeff Nyquist with us here in a little bit. I'll read the prepper tip of the day again. We'll engage Jeff, and at least I'll engage Jeff in some discussion about what I believe is the connection between COVID-19, the clot shots, and the goals of the International Communist Conspiracy. Now, I'm convinced that the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot helps the communists. How complicit are they? Well, there's a lot of evidence that they're complicit. A lot of evidence, the connections between Anthony Fauci and the Chinese, the connections between Bill Gates and the Chinese, the Wuhan chemical warfare laboratory fabricating, making, producing COVID-19 virus. Plenty of connections, enough to warrant deeper and further investigation, in my opinion. So we shall see. We shall see. I don't know. Jeff's comments will be very insightful and important. I just read Jeff's most recent article this morning. As usual, well done. Very well done. Jeff's a busy guy. This has become his passion. When 36 years ago, he found out he would not be allowed to become an educational professional unless he became a Marxist communist. He was so disappointed that his dream career was smashed and destroyed by that knowledge. That's when he began a quest 36-something years ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the International Communist Conspiracy. So it's always a great... I give Jeff Nyquist a lot of airtime for that reason. A lot of airtime. I respect his work. I respect him as a man. I respect everything he's done now these past 36 years in attempting to educate and inform us of the true nature of the International Communist Conspiracy. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Biden continues to push for more gun laws. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Last night, President Biden addressed the nation to push Congress for more gun control laws. He said, "For God's sake, how much more carnage are we willing to accept?" And he said, "Do something." Can't believe I'm about to say this, but I agree with Biden. We should do something. We should prosecute criminals and keep them in jail for their entire sentence. We should have armed police or security at all schools. We should enforce the gun laws already on the books. For example, prosecute people who lie on the FBI background check form. We should do everything we can to get more good guys with guns out visible in the public. We should fund our law enforcement and teach children to respect them again. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pacem, Parabellum.
You can't have-
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.